doubtful. "Don't you know me, Linda?" He felt the faint answering pressure of her hand. The tears started into his eyes. He bent over and kissed her. Her lips moved.
"Poppy,"
she whispered again, and it was as though he had had a pailful of ordure thrown in his face. Anger suddenly boiled up in him, balked for the second time. The passion of his grief had found another outlet, was transformed into a passion of agonized rage.
"But I'm John!" he shouted. "I'm John!"
And in his furious misery, he actually caught her by the shoulder and shook her. Linda's eyes fluttered open. She saw him, knew him.
"John!"
But situated the real face, the real and violent hands, in an imaginary world, among the inward and private equivalents of patchouli and the super Wurlitzer, among the transfigured memories and the strangely transposed sensations that constituted the universe of her dream, she knew him for John, her son, but fancied him an intruder into that paradisal Malpais where she'd been spending her summer holiday with Poppy. He was angry because she liked Poppy. He was shaking her because Poppy was there in the bed, as though there was something wrong, as though all civilized people didn't do the same. Everyone belongs to every... Her voice suddenly died into an almost inaudible, breathless croaking. Her mouth fell open. She made a desperate effort to fill her lungs with air, but it was as though she had forgotten how to breathe.